NPR's business news starts with a global beer behemoth. Belgian brewer InBev announced today it will buy American rival Anheuser-Busch for more than $50 billion. The merger would form the world's largest brewer and put the iconic American beer maker in the hands of the company behind Stella Artois and Beck's Beers. For more on the acquisition, we called Matt Sepik of member station KWMU in St. Louis. Good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
InBev first bid for Anheuser-Busch in June. Why is there an agreement now?
Well, it took a little bit of hammering things out. When that bid was first made, Anheuser-Busch's board said, no way, unanimously. They voted it down. They said at $65 a share, that was undervaluing this 100-plus-year-old company. They apparently wanted to hold out for more money, and they did, and it was approved at $70 a share last night by both boards of both companies.
There was a pretty serious web campaign to stop Europeans from buying our beer. So is this a done deal?
Well, shareholders still have to approve it, and I certainly don't see any concern with regulatory bodies here in the United States because there's not much overlap between the two companies. Once shareholders approve it, it appears that it will be a done deal.
There's been other consolidations in the beer industry. Why is that?
Well, traditional American beers like Budweiser and Miller, growth in sales has stagnated over the last few years. People are turning more to craft beers and imports, kind of stuff that InBev specializes in, not to mention more cocktails and other sorts of drinks. And commodity prices have gone up to barley, wheat, all the things that go into making beer. So companies have seen opportunities and really the need to consolidate and save costs. You saw it in 2002 when South African breweries bought Miller. InBev itself is the product of a consolidation of a deal a couple years ago between AmBev of Brazil and Interbrew of Belgium.
Now, Anheuser-Busch is an institution in St. Louis, so will beer drinkers in St. Louis drink this stuff?
I think they will. There's so much brand loyalty to Anheuser-Busch, certainly across the United States, but absolutely in St. Louis. Anheuser-Busch, their name is on everything. There's an intense local pride. But I think St. Louisans are just going to have to learn to live with globalization. That's the era that we're in now, especially in the brewing industry.
And is Busch beer going to taste the same now that a Belgian brewer is making it?
I would not count on InBev making any changes at all. InBev is only a four-year-old company. They're really not a brand in and of themselves. They buy other brands such as Beck's and Stella Artois and Bass Ale. They don't mess with a good thing. They've bought up these storied global brands, and this is just another one that they've bought, and if they change anything, it'll be trouble for them. So I don't imagine Budweiser will taste any different.
And are they going to keep all the workers at the plant?
That's an issue of concern. In their press release, a joint press release that Anheuser-Busch and InBev released last night, they talked about $1.5 billion in synergies. And you know what that means. They're going to cut costs. And InBev has a reputation for cutting costs, taking a razor to the budget. And it looks like they're going to be trimming things with Anheuser-Busch as well, but they have promised to keep all 12 U.S. breweries open. As for the 6,000 jobs in St. Louis, nobody knows for sure. People are a little bit scared about that, but the brewery will remain open, and Anheuser-Busch isn't going anywhere. They just have new owners.
Thank you very much, and a cold one to you.
And to you.
Matt Sepik is a reporter with member station KWMU in St. Louis.